Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. My pleasure as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you hung out with me today because we got Gary Vaynerchuk back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Ordinarily, and by the way, Gary's the guy who promotes wines online by doing videos. Not exactly studio kind of videos. He puts them out on YouTube and on his own website and talks about wines. He loves wines. He promotes wines. He sells wines. But he's also become a pretty popular and a pretty effective social media expert. And he's here to talk to us about that. And ordinarily, I would tell you to buckle your seatbelts. You're in for a wild ride. But he's probably going to be just a little bit subdued today because he's just dealing with a little bit of a cold. And we're going to give him a little bit of a break. We won't ask too much of you today. Gary Vaynerchuk, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, man.
It's good to have you here, and thanks for soldiering on with us. I know you're a little bit under the weather, but folks, this is Gary. You're a small business owner. That's what we do. We show up, don't we?
It's just how we truck through, don't we?
It's how we roll, isn't it, Gary?
when I would open and close my store that I owned with my dad and still do for the last, from 1998 to 2005, if you were sick, you had to get there and open the store. That's just how it was.
If you are a small business owner, you don't get any sick days, do you?
No such thing. It's like
Gary,
a mom.
Congratulations on how well things are going for you. The website is winelibrarytv.com or GaryVaynerchuk.com. It's just like it sounds, folks. Vayner, VaynerChuk.com. Gary, you've been doing quite a bit of social media in the last year or so. You've gotten really good at this. And what have you learned?
Cost of investment, the ROI on social media, though it straps you of your time, the dollars and cents of using it are so spectacular that from somebody who spent millions of dollars in a decade trying to build the retail brand, it's been downright stunning what the return on investment is when you start using things like Twitter and Facebook and things of that nature.
Now, a lot of businesses right now, I jokingly, with my tongue only somewhat in my cheek, I guess I should say, Gary, I've been telling people that I used to seek the meaning of life. Now I seek the meaning of social media. And a lot of businesses are having a little bit of a challenge appreciating how they can be effective with social media. It's a different animal, isn't it, from what we've been used to?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like maybe playing around and socializing too much, but it's really no different than going to a Chamber of Commerce meeting and networking and shaking hands or going to a cocktail hour. If you're a good networker in real life, this is just networking on steroids, and you can do it in your underpants at
right.
home at any time.
I think a lot of people do. Now, you did some research recently, didn't you? Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, that was ridiculous. I mean, a lot of small businesses have been busting my chops, like, I don't get it, I don't see it. I do a lot of consulting on that front, so I needed a good case study. I did a free shipping campaign for winelibrary.com in December. I bought a billboard on the highway in New Jersey right by Newark Airport, a primetime billboard for $15,000. I bought a 250,000 home direct mail campaign for the same price, $15,000. That offered the same free shipping. And then I did one tweet out on Twitter to 40,000 people that were following me on the same campaign. And Twitter cost me zero, except all the time I put in, which was a lot, into building up that list, right? And the return was staggering. Twitter outperformed the other twos by 8 to 1, 9 to 1. It was over 800 orders on the one and, 100 on direct mail. And like,
well, it's the one is broadcast and the other is narrowcast, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and it's word of mouth. I mean, what really ended up being most interesting was the Twitter link got retweeted and posted on Facebook and reblogged about. I mean, what people need to understand is that not all users are equal. Mm-hmm. A Yellow Pages user or a newspaper user or television user is internal, right? They see
right.
it. They may tell one or two people, you know, in the street or their friends, or might call somebody. But an internet user is going to text that. They're going to email it.
It's called leverage.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, what I love to call it is word of mouth on steroids. It just is. It's there's
one of the things that that I think puts some business people off, Gary, is when they follow people on Twitter, and the people they're following tell them when they're going to have lunch or when they're going to bed or things like that. That puts a lot of business people off when they're trying to be serious. What do you think?
I think they need to stop following people so intently. I mean, I think it's great to follow people and be part of the conversation, but they should use search.twitter and search the keywords they're looking for if they're using it for business practices. I only search wine terms and my username on search.twitter.
Right. What is your Twitter address?
It's GARYVEE, a play on Gary V.
So, Gary V.
Yep. So that's just definitely the way you got to go about it.
Yeah, you're like me. You got a long last name, so you shorten it.
Right.
I wasn't that smart. By the way, folks, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's twitter.com/JimBlassingame. Gary, so do you think that social media is replacing traditional media, or do you think it's just a matter of it's not either or, it's both and?
I think ultimately it's going to devour traditional media. I think right now you're in a situation where both are in play, but the ROI and the trackability, the ROI for the buyer and the trackability for the seller kind of thing, meaning it's so obvious what you get in return. You can track everything so easily with technology, and the what that ultimately does is puts people who have traffic in a very good position to sell advertising. On the flip side, an advertiser knows exactly what they're getting, and you just don't with newspaper, magazine, and television and radio.
But not radio, of course. Radio is different, right?
Yeah, I mean,
radio is completely different from all those others, right?
Radio is different.
Work with me, Gary.
Yeah, I understand. radio is different, but, you know, Jim, listen, the bottom line is the world's changing, and if you don't evolve with it or make it a part of your action, you know, you've got to do both. And when I hear you, you know, promoting a Twitter URL like you just did, I just think that's brilliant, because I think the best thing people can do is use their traditional platforms.
Well, it's like I said, we're still in 2009. The old stuff isn't gone. It's not going to be gone for a while. It's not either or, in my opinion. These days, it's both and. Hey, Gary, thank you for being here. We gave folks your website. It's winelibrarytv.com or GaryVaynerchuk.com. I hope you feel better and come back real soon.
Thanks, buddy.
Gary Vaynerchuk, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.